When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's alright with me. Just from a picture, and I know it's gonna be a lovely
Hello.
Here we are.
On the clog dance.
I don't know if you just heard my shoulder pop or if the people out in the world can hear that, but it did. That was what that...
In a good way? Or like a hurting way?
Just in a way that happened. Okay. Just in case there was an...
Yeah, I didn't hear
it. I heard it and I was like, that was me. Anyway.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I apologize.
We are listening to WMFO in Medford. It's 7:03 a.m.
Nice.
We're the clog dance?
We're the clog... Yeah, no, correct. I'm Nina, you're Emma.
I'm Emma, you're Nina.
I'm Emma.
Oh, I thought you're trying to make like a combo of our names and I got kind of excited. Oh, yeah.
Emina.
There's just, maybe like Emina, because I feel like...
That's like a real name. I mean, like, not that any name is like not a real name, but...
Yeah. The thing about having Emma as like the full base of like a two-person, it just seems like... kind of an unfair distribution.
Makes me think of this thing called a lemma that we learned about in my math class the other day. I quite frankly have no idea what it is. I was like, this word is foolish.
Oh,
this does not make sense.
Someone used to call me Emma Lemma. It was Alejandra.
Well,
yeah,
I saw her over the weekend. It was great. I was like, hello.
I haven't in like a year. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, what an actual lemma is, but it used to be my nickname.
Honestly, could not tell you. I will maybe find out and let you know next week, because hopefully by then I will know.
I forgot you were in a math class.
Oh, I'm in a math class.
Yuck.
I am in a math class.
I'm mathing.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Anyway, what song did we just hear?
We just heard the song called Blue by Waxahachie. Thought process being, do you want to say what our theme is?
Yeah, our theme is berries.
Yay, some of them are blue.
The blueberries.
And
those ones. I
feel blue when I don't have berries.
Oh.
The flip side. No, that's okay. That was not meant to be sad. Earlier today, we were walking here, and there's a lot of frost on the ground, which is kind of annoying because then our hands were cold. But I said, wow, look at all the frost on the moss, the frosty moss. So cool. And Emma goes, the moss must be so cold. And then I felt bad because that didn't occur to me.
Sorry.
I'm so cruel. No, you're not wrong. Those frost encrusted grasses.
Okay, but here's the thing also is that they survive all winter, so they must be prepared for it.
No, yeah, they definitely can handle it, but also.
But it's also the kind of thing, like, we don't want our hands to be in the cold and their whole entire being is
their
in the cold for the
mossy
entire
body.
Winter.
I know.
Okay, in addition to our bunny sweaters, We could do some moss blankets.
Yeah, I was going to say, last week we talked about where animals go in the winter. Also, what does the moss do the whole time?
Well, we know that one because it just stays there, but we could still help it.
Yeah, we can still make it
sweaters.
Maybe
it goes somewhere in the night. We don't know.
Where does the moss go in the night? Tune in next week for more.
But anyway, yeah, berries.
Do you want to play some berry songs? Berries?
Yeah, you're going to recognize one of these berry songs that I have. But okay. I have my grouping of two.
I am extremely ready. Let's do it.
It's playing.
Starving till I taste.
Wow.
Hi, we're back. We heard a couple songs.
What were they?
The first one was called Gimme Gimme by The Lawsuits. Mm-hmm. And the second one was called Starving by Hailee Steinfeld and Gray featuring Zedd. And so the theme of my two was sort of like, I really love those berry things. I like to eat them. And I think the Starving one I played in many different contexts. But no. I think it's funniest when you're just thinking instead of a human being, it's just a berry that you're just like having as the whole subject of the song.
Yeah, I agree. Give me the whole zoo.
I am starving for those berries.
That strawberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I was starving until I tasted them, so.
That's actually, yeah, yeah. But I'm 100% there with you. Yeah.
And then agree. Gimme, gimme, that's what I want the people to do.
Gimme, gimme the berries, please. Thank you.
Yeah. We were doing hand motions, but you can't see them. Anyone who's listening.
Oh, it was a tough one to remember.
A good thing. anyway, yeah.
Do you have a favorite berry?
Okay, well, the berry, you know how people do, like, find the berry that you personally identify with most and everything and that represents you. Well, mine is, I don't know if that's ever actually, maybe it's just the garden club that we do that kind of thing.
Cute, but no, yeah.
I think that strawberry is the one that I...
You have strawberries on your socks today, right?
I do. I have strawberries on my socks today.
Emma commits.
I relate to the theme, yep. Yeah. I do. But yeah, because I think that people who said that to me was, their reasoning was that my face turns really red.
Oh, me too.
So, but I also like strawberries and I like picking them in the summer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have the strawberry festival in my hometown that I really appreciate. So I'd say that, but I really like the idea and I like the taste of most berries, but blueberries, because that's, it reminds me of my mom a lot. She eats blueberries all the time.
Nice.
So yeah.
How about you? I really like raspberries. I think they're A, delicious, and B, cute, and C, fun to put on your fingertips. And then you turn into like a little toad and then you're like, ha ha, just like that. Make that noise.
Incredible.
I'm like, I'm seven. This is great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. There's so many good berries out there.
There's so many good
blueberries,
berries.
Raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, raspberries.
And many more.
Those are just some of my names.
Salmon berries, huckleberries.
Oh.
I don't know. Now I'm just listing.
Oh, Glastonbury? No, nope, that's a place.
I was going to believe you. Does a grape count as a berry?
No. Because... I have no idea.
No. Okay, we'll look that up.
Anyway.
We'll figure it out. We'll come up with
Let's
some more.
Some
do some info.
What?
Yeah.
It's you. Are you okay?
I just said we'll do some info, and then I like couldn't then move past that for a minute because I was like, that doesn't.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
okay.
Good night.
Thank you.
Wow.
In the drop top with the top down, so you're switching lanes, girl. Pull up to the red light, looking right. Come in, let me get your name, girl. Tell me where you're from, what you do, what you like. Let me pick your brain, girl. And tell me how they got that pretty little face on that pretty little frame, girl. Well, let me show you around, let me take you out. Bet you we can have some fun, girl. Cause we can do it fast, fast, slow, whichever way you wanna run, girl. Well, let me buy you drinks, better yet rings. Do it how you want it done, girl. And who would've thought that you could be the one? Cause I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love. And let me show you around, let me take it out. Bet you we can have some fun, girl. Cause we can dress it up, we can dress it down. Any way you want it done, girl. Or we can stay home, talking on the phone, rapping till we see the sun, girl. Do what I gotta do, just gotta show you that I'm the one, girl. Well, I'ma freak you right each and every night. I know how to do it insane, girl. Cause I can make it hot, make it stop, make you wanna say my name, girl. Come on, baby, please, cause I'm on my knees, can't get you off my brain, girl. But who would've thought that you could be the one? Cause I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love. can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love. Summer's over for the both of us. To fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love. Cause I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love. This just can't be summer love. You see, this just can't be summer love.
I don't even feel like that tired. I feel a good amount of awake right now.
Hey.
Yeah.
A brief period of time earlier, you were like, I am so tired.
Yeah, I'm feeling better now.
Huh.
I think it's because of your company.
Aw.
Anyway.
That was sweet.
We heard some nice tunes. What were they?
We did indeed. The first was Summer Love by Justin Timberlake, which is a fun favorite. And the second was Meet Me in the Morning by Hooray for the Riff Raff. Mm-hmm. Thought process behind both of those was, one, I feel like berries are obviously a pretty summertime situation. Like you can't, one potentially could acquire them during other times of year, but that's really like berry time. So I was thinking about summer and the love affair with berries in that season.
Yeah, I have two things to say about that. One Please. Is when you played Summer Love, I pictured you at camp.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And the second thing that I have to say is, what if you had a time machine and used it to like go back to the summer like every day and get fresh berries?
Yeah.
That's, I think, what I would use a time machine for.
Yeah. I'm not sure what sort of like ripples in the universe that would
cause.
It would
maybe hurt the
I think eventually it would come back around because you can't just do that stuff. But also,
but right now,
let's do it.
Great.
I'm in. I want raspberries. I want one on each finger.
I want to go on top of a mountain, time travel to there, and have it be like August.
Pick
when
blueberries?
They're the wild bloobs.
Love a good wild bloob.
Oh, I think bloob is the funniest word in the universe.
I agree. I'm with you.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
Cool. The other song that we played was called Meet Me in the Morning. Thought process being, like, I'll eat berries really any time of day, but sometimes when I think about like the best berry eating situations, it's like I wake up and there's like a leisurely morning with like tea or coffee and like a little bowl of raspberries, and I'm like still in my pajamas and I'm just like, okay, here we are.
Yes.
I'm probably reading Tamara Pierce. I'm in my bed, my cat's somewhere nearby.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, meet me there, berries. Let's do this. Let's live this dream together.
Then you eat them.
Yeah, and it's still, the dream is alive.
They're not.
Oh my gosh! Do you want to play a song?
Yes.
No, that's great.
Oh, playing.
I will live my life as a lobsterman's wife on an island in the blue bay. He will take care of me. He will smell like the sea, and close to my heart he'll always stay. I will bear three
kick in. I'm daydreaming on a strawberry swing. The entire earth's fighting. All the world is at its end. Just looking in that.
Sorry to start everyone's mornings with the alarm, but
no,
I feel like
you're
that's
welcome.
You'll wake up to anyway, so might as well combine it with Frank Ocean's sweet, sweet voice.
That's true.
Yeah, the songs we heard were, the first one was called Far Away by Ingrid Michaelson, and I chose that one because, one, when I worked on a farm for a little while, the head farmer would always sing that.
Oh, wait, that's really cute.
Yeah. And I also, they mentioned the word, like, strawberry curls in there, and I really like the idea of, like, strawberry colored hair. And then the second song we heard was Strawberry Swing by Frank Ocean, and that literally has the word strawberries in it, but I also love Frank Ocean, and also probably berries grow by the ocean,
maybe.
Anyway, what are you gonna say?
No,
I'm nervous.
Don't want to tear apart everything you just said, because I think it was really important and also great. Additionally, you seemed really focused on strawberries, and I just learned on Wikipedia that strawberries aren't even technically a botanical fruit.
What are they?
Well, I learned that in everyday language, yeah, this is Wikipedia. Oh.
Okay, keep going.
Emma's eyebrows are raised.
Keep going.
In everyday language, a berry is a small, pulpy, and often edible fruit. In Britain, for example, additionally, soft fruit is a horticultural term for such fruits, which I just think is funny. Tag yourself. I'm a soft fruit.
Yep.
Oh no. Niche humor makes it to the radio. Anyway, however, the scientific usage of the term berry differs from the common usage. In scientific terminology, a berry is a fruit produced from the ovary of a single flower in which the outer layer of the ovary wall develops. Okay, it tells you like some stuff. Yeah. Into a pericarp.
Yeah, why isn't strawberry?
Okay, the definition includes many fruits that are not commonly known as berries, such as grapes, confirmed, tomatoes, cucumbers, eggplants, and bananas. Fruits excluded by the botanical definition include strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries, which are aggregate fruits. I'm going to click on aggregate fruits and find out what that means. Emma looks really upset.
I'm really angry.
Emma looks mad. She's smiling, but is angry. It's kind of scary. An aggregate fruit, or aterio, is a fruit that develops from the merger of several ovaries that were separate in a single flower. Raspberry is multiple ovaries. Berry should just be one, like a cucumber. Or grape.
I always feel kind of crushed.
I honestly...
The rest of my post is invalid.
No, it's okay.
Wow,
never my intention. What I'm trying to do is not invalidate people unless... Well,
no,
not right now.
It's important that berries... I know the definition.
Wait, also, the individual parts of an aggregate fruit come in many forms. Common examples are drupelets, like a raspberry. Achenes, like a strawberry. Also an accessory fruit with a fleshy receptacle. I don't know what that means, but I think it's fun.
I like the idea of an accessory fruit.
Drupelets.
It's my accessory. I've got this fruit under my arm.
A giant strawberry.
Yeah, I was like, what's my goal here? Yeah,
no, I love
one
it.
Giant straw.
Wow. Okay, so we have got down this path. I definitely learned something.
I did too. Thank you for the knowledge.
Yeah. Multiple fruit, compound fruit, carpal, the building blocks of the ovary. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. This is vaguely coming back to me from like bio in high school a little bit.
Yeah.
Like the seed pods and whatever. I don't know. Germination.
On that note.
On that note, I'm going to play some music and I'm going to stop talking.
Ooh. I'm going to dream about an accessory fruit.
Aren't we all?
Right. all to myself. Your metaphorical gin and juice. So come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste. Your metaphorical gin and juice.
Oh, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 trying. All of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 but I
can't keep my hands to myself. Say you're no good, but people say what they wanna say, and you should know if I could, I'd breathe you in every single day.
Oh, 'cause all of the doubts and the outbursts keep making love to each other.
Keep my hands to myself.
Love that song.
It's very true. That was Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
The song is called Hands to Myself. Similar to the idea Emma brought up earlier of, they're berries and I want them. Give me the berries, please. Mm. The song we heard before that was Let Me Get That by Rihanna. Similar idea being, let me get that berry.
Oh, yeah.
Or aggregate fruit. Either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Accessory fruit. I don't know if a strawberry is one. Or a berry, but
I think yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take like a scientific berry and or like a common parlance berry.
Oh, okay. Great.
Like I'm really open to both. I just all berries here.
Yeah. All berries welcome.
Yes. Come on. Come all. Raspberries.
Come all.
Strawberries. Grapes. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stop talking. Do you want to read a PSA?
I would love to.
Cool.
Okay. This is especially relevant now that there's snow around the world. So, storm season emergency preparedness PSA. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I don't think that I have healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food stored anytime in my home, so I feel like that seems like that's a lot of things that you have to have. I think I have ready-to-eat, if you count. Oh, no, I need the microwave.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we have rice and beans and stuff like that, and, like, pasta, like, a lot, like that type of thing. No, and like we have a lot of like potato, like we have like
things that would be hard to eat raw, frozen vegetables. Yeah, I was going
to
say I've got a lot of the frozen veg burgers, but.
But yeah, without being able to cook them, that's tricky.
I've got some crackers. So
you don't really need to cook chickpeas. We could just eat chickpeas.
Be kind of gross. Oh, no, wait, it wouldn't. They taste good uncooked, too.
You just put some stuff on top.
If you, like, got the juice out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're all set.
Sort of. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, hopefully we'll just have power for the whole winter.
It snowed a little bit yesterday, and it really messed me up. I looked outside my window, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, it snowed last night. How nice. And then I went outside, and I was like, there's ice on my face.
I went outside in clogs and got a lot of snow in my shoes.
Sometimes
it was a bad choice.
I think clogs can make sense if they just like lift you enough out of the snow and slush.
That was my reasoning.
But also sometimes it then gets in there and that's not awesome.
It depends on what kind of, like if it's packed down, then it can be nice. Mm. But if it's like the fluffy stuff that's kicking up everywhere.
The fluffy stuff.
It gets in those shoes. It wasn't wearing thick socks. But
oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, I can play a tune.
Okay, that'd be great.
Goodbye.
Recurring dreams, and the swallows give up their fragile little songs to the new world. I know you're only watching out for yourself, and I know I'm not to take it real personal like, and I know you only want what's best for everybody. What's best for everybody. But you better be nice, or the Easter Bunny's gonna strike your name out of a little red book with the silver hinges on it that he carries. They've implemented a new system on the exhaust lines of the buses, and now the air is fresh and when they pass by. Bright sun shines down on our fair city. Young cats play on people's front lawns. And the time is coming. And the time is coming. I can feel the time coming. And I feel the time coming, self. And Easter Bunny's coming, and God knows I hate for you to miss it. It's gonna be so nice. Bunny comes. It's gonna be so nice. Easter Bunny comes. It's gonna be so nice. Easter Bunny comes. It's gonna be so nice. When the Easter Bunny comes. We'll be right back.
Hello. Hi. Nice.
We heard two songs. The first one was Fresh Berries for You by the Mountain Goats. Mm. And the second one was called You Make My Dreams by Daryl Hall and John Oates. And the first one I chose because I want fresh berries for me.
Yes, please. Me as well. Agree.
And then the second one is You Make My Dreams because the berries, they're my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about berries? Any, like, sort of...
I don't think so. I'm still sort of feel like I'm processing and feeling a little foolish about
the berry thing, yeah.
The technical berry categorizing thing.
We messed up a little.
But that's okay. No, I mean, it's interesting. Yeah. And I learned, and I'm glad that I know that now. The idea of an aggregate fruit is something that I'm excited about. Multiple ovaries, cool. Yeah. Also makes a lot of sense if you think about, like, what a raspberry looks like.
Yeah.
So many little blobs.
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I'm also just thinking about how much I want berries.
Yeah, let's go find some berries.
I think I had a dream, actually. Something that's happened to me recently is my dreams have been... Usually I don't really remember my dreams at all, but recently what's been happening is I haven't really been remembering them, but then later I'll not be sure if some, like, really mundane thing happened or not because it was maybe my dream. And I'm realizing I think I had a dream that I opened our fridge and in it was, like, a yogurt container full of frozen strawberries.
Oh.
Like, really small ones. It makes no sense. But I was just thinking, like, oh, yeah, I think I had berries recently. And then I was like, no, I didn't.
It was just in your dream.
In a weird dream. Yeah. Oh, that's very confusing.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm. Ooh. I should do a sleep study.
Oh.
I should go get some real berries.
That's two options. The real takeaway.
The real takeaway. Berries. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to play a tune?
Yeah, I would. This is a song.
Did we hear?
We heard the song Fireworks by Mitski. Thought process being A, I eat a berry, fireworks go off in my heart. B, also I was thinking about when I think of fireworks, I often think of, like, blue and red and, like, green, and those are berry colors also.
Green?
Yeah, like on a little strawberry hat.
Oh, okay.
Or
I thought there was a green berry that I didn't know.
Are beans berries? No. They're fruits, though?
No, they're vegetables, oh, I think. Okay. I think that I am an invalid garden club president. I don't know anything.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's okay. Anyway. Okay, that's a question for a different day. We're going to move on. And those are berry colors. Also, I think about, like, 4th of July, there are often fireworks in my personal experience. Or not really, but when I was at camp, there were fireworks. And also a thing we did on the 4th of July was you had waffles with strawberries and blueberries and whipped cream for breakfast, which was, I was always like, oh my gosh, whipped cream for breakfast. Also, it was red, white, and blue, which was fun, and there were berries.
That's awesome.
So that was that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You've been listening to The Clog Dance talk about berries.
We're going to talk about something else next week, so tune in then. Mm-hmm. Have a great Tuesday.
Yeah. We said WMFO in Medford at 7:55 a.m.
WMFO in Medford.
WMFO.
What song are you going to play to end us off?
It's called Too Good by Drake and Rihanna.
Yeah.
And it's because the berries, they're too good to us.
They're too good. And I love them.
Yes. Goodbye. Okay.
Understanding.